Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, there's a couple of key dates that growers want to be aware of in the near future. Both the PLC and ARC signups are just a few weeks away, and also CRP. To find out more about the deadlines and what you may be missing out on, Mick here on Farm Talk talked with Laura Heinrich, the North Dakota FSA Program Director.
Hey, and we got a couple of reminders for the producers here. Now, the CRP general signup is coming up here. The deadline, it seems like it's been going on forever, but all of a sudden, the end of February, a week from Friday, is it for the general signup?
It sure is. So yeah, February 28th is the deadline to either enroll land for the first time into CRP or to re-enroll land that's already enrolled into CRP. So, and, you know, producers haven't had an opportunity to enroll in CRP in a general sign-up since 2016, so we want to make sure that they're aware of that deadline and can visit our county offices and come in and make an offer.
Do you keep kind of running score? How are we doing compared to years or signups in the past? Do we have a significantly fewer amount of acres in CRP than years past?
We have had quite a bit of acres expire. I don't have those exact numbers in front of me right now, but we are encouraging producers to come in if they have land that they're concerned about, maybe some environmental issues that they want to address and roll that into CRP. We sure want them to stop into the FSA office.
Yeah, I think we had 22 million enrolled, but the 2018 Farm Bill raised the cap to 27 million nationally. So I guess there's room for if guys want to put some, or anybody who owns farmland want to put it in CRP, there is room for, I guess you'd approve if it meets the criteria, you'd go for it. Huh?
Right. Yep. We sure are encouraging those producers to come in.
All right. The CRP continuous sign up ongoing February 28th, though, is how long of a process is that, Laura?
It takes a little bit. They will have to do a conservation plan and work with our sister agency, Natural Resource and Conservation Service. So it takes a little bit of time. So we don't want them to wait. We want them to come in right away and get that offer started.
Don't come in on 3 o'clock on Friday the 28th, right?
We would really appreciate it if they come in before then.
Sure. All righty. So just contact the county office is the place to start, huh?
Yes, definitely. Contact your local county office.
All right. The 2018 Farm Bill allowed for producers to change their mind in the middle of unlike the 2014 Farm Bill, where you made an election, ARC or PLC or ARC County, and then that was what you had for 5 years. And then in the next one, a lot of wise legislators, people who wrote the law, said, okay, producers need to be able to change their mind after a couple of years. I understand that the ARC PLC sign-up has been a little on the slow side.
Yes, it has. In North Dakota, we have about 30% of our farms signed up, so that leaves 70% of our producers and farms to come in and sign up, and the deadline for that is March 16th.
So, and that's approaching soon. So are producers unaware that there is a deadline coming up, or are they waiting until the end?
Well, I think a combination of both. I think in North Dakota, this was a tough year in 2019 for our farmers. And I think kind of getting your mindset on thinking about next year has been tough for them. So I think it's a little bit of that and a little bit of they just wanted to see where prices were going to end up and maybe where our yields were going to land so they could make an educated decision in which program they want to enroll in.
That was Laura Heinrich, the North Dakota FSA Program Director. This is Inside Agriculture.